AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. NATO leaders have agreed to invest 5% of GDP in defense spending by 2035 after pressure from President Trump. Spain had already announced it could not meet the target, and others have voiced concerns. A 2029 review will assess spending and the security threat posed by Russia. Meanwhile, at the NATO summit in the Netherlands, Trump told reporters Iran is not going to have a bomb and they are not going to enrich. The ceasefire between Israel and Iran appears to be holding after a rocky start.
Israel came back yesterday. I was so proud of them because they came back. You know, they went out because they felt it was a violation. And technically they were right, but it just wouldn't have worked out very well. And they brought the planes back. They had gone on to another journey because there was a little bit of a violation. And I said, you got to get them back. And they came back, and it was a great thing, and it's going very well.
Iran has insisted it will not give up its nuclear program. Its parliament agreed on a proposal to end cooperation with the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency. At the summit, Trump also dismissed reports on preliminary U.S. intelligence findings that suggest U.S. strikes set back Iran's nuclear program by only a few months. Trump said the intelligence was very inconclusive. Speaking to reporters, UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi says his experts need to get back into Iran to evaluate Tehran's nuclear program. About Iran's nuclear facilities, he added,
the reconstruction of the infrastructure is not impossible. There has been some that survived the attacks. And then this is work that Iran knows how to do.
And U.S. stocks are hanging near their all-time high as markets catch a breath following two big days. And oil prices stabilized after plunging by roughly $10 per barrel in the last 2 days. This is AP News. And a private flight is headed to the International Space Station.
SpaceX's Falcon rocket blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center early Wednesday, carrying astronauts from the U.S., India, Hungary, and Poland.
One, ignition, and liftoff.
Houston company Axiom Space arranged the deal, and India, Poland, and Hungary are sharing the more than $65 million per customer tab. Earlier this month at an Axiom News conference, flight commander and American Peggy Whitson said one experiment they'd be conducting is on diabetes.
A person with diabetes can't fly in space because it's disqualifying and not considered to be safe because we wouldn't know how their bodies would respond. And so if we have the appropriate technology to monitor the individuals, we feel that, you know, we can open up that door and that path for a lot of folks in the world and just open up space a little bit more.
The mission will last 2 weeks. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.